Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Good to see you.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Pauline and glad to be with you today. Today's topic is around town.
And the title of our lesson is Going to the Hospital. Going to the Hospital. Hey, Pauline, have you gone to the hospital before?
Well, I have gone to the hospital to visit people, but I've never had to go to the hospital myself.
Oh, that is very good. It can be serious if you need to go to the hospital, and it's very good to go to the hospital to visit your friends and family. Well, let's find out what's happening. Here's today's Read It.
Do you feel sick? How sick are you? Do you have a fever? Did you faint? You should go to a hospital. But if you just feel weird, go to a clinic. Taylor wants to go ice skating, but Susie is not free. She wants to visit her friend in the hospital. Her friend was hurt in a car accident.
So, Pauline, you said that you've gone to visit friends at the hospital. Was it serious?
Well, I have had some friends who went to the hospital for a surgery, and it was a little serious, but thankfully, they recovered. They are better now.
Recovered. That's a really good word for today. When you are sick or have something wrong and you get better, that means you recover from it. I think today we'll learn a lot of good words that have to do with our health.
Let's go ahead and learn some more with Christina right now. Christina?
Hello, 我们今天的主题是到医院看病。Alex 今天看起来气色不太好。Matt 问他 ,Are you sick? 形容词 sick 就是生病的。Alex 说我没有发烧 ,I don't have a fever.名词 fever 就是发烧发热。忽然间 Alex 觉得很不舒服，怪怪的。他说 I feel weird. 形容词 weird 就是怪异不寻常的。结果 Alex 就昏倒了。Taylor 问 Susie 等一下有没有时间，要不要一起去溜冰？ Are you free later? 形容词 free 可以表示有空的。结果 Susie 有一个朋友出车祸受伤了，他想去医院探望他。Her friend was hurt in a car accident. Hurt 是受伤的意思。
Hey, Alex. You don't look good. Are you sick?
I am. Maybe I should go to the hospital.
Are you really sick?
Well, I don't have a fever.
Then don't go to the hospital. Go to a clinic.
Okay. I'm feeling worse.
Then you need to go now.
Whoa, I feel weird.
Alex!
Today we get to talk about health. That is a very useful thing to be talking about.
Definitely. We all get sick sometimes.Peter, when was the last time you got sick?
Well, I had the flu last month. I was sitting on the couch, well, actually lying down. You get very tired, and you have a fever, too.
That is rough. I'm glad you are feeling better.
How about you? When was the last time you were sick?
Well, last month I got sick, too. I had a bad cold. I was coughing and sneezing a lot.I didn't have to go to the doctor, but I did miss a couple days of work.
So, what does it mean to get sick?
Well, normally when we get sick, we just don't feel very well. You might feel tired when you should feel fine.
Yes, your head might hurt. You have a cough, or your eyes change color, your teeth fall out.Your hair changes color. Your legs start to grow hair like a dog.
Peter, we're talking about getting a little sick. You are starting to have some big problems. I think you should go to the hospital if that's happening to you.
Yes, I kind of am making up some stuff, but when you are sick, you should go home and rest. And if you are very sick, then that's when you should go to the hospital.
Alex doesn't look good today. He is sick.
He is sick. But should he go to the hospital?
Well, is he really sick?
Well, let's look at what he has to say. He says, I don't have a fever.
Oh, okay, that's good. A fever is when your head is really hot. Your body is hotter than it should be.
Right, it's trying to fight the illness. So I don't think he is really sick. He doesn't have a fever. He should go to a clinic.
At a clinic, you can get some simple medicine.
Medicine? Well, we use medicine to help us get better when we are sick.
When you have a fever, there is medicine you can take to help. When you have a headache or a runny nose, there are also medicines for those.
So is there medicine for weird?
For weird? I don't think so. Are you calling me weird?
No.
Well, then are you saying I'm strange or something?
Pauline, Alex says he feels weird.
Oh, feels weird. That is different. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Alex 身体不太舒服，他说 I feel weird. 我觉得怪怪的。这个 W-E-I-R-D, weird, 是今天的单字，怪异的。我们另外还有一个常用的形容词就是 S-T-R-A-N-G-E, strange。这个 strange 也是奇怪的意思，而两个字其实还有一点不同的。Strange 是描述不寻常、没见过的奇怪人事物，比如 It's strange he didn't pass the test， 很奇怪他考试居然没过，或者 That's a strange name， 一个奇怪的名字。而今天说的 weird， weird。比较偏向于形容神秘诡异的人事物，比如 I heard a weird sound from his room， 我从他的房间听到传来诡异的声音。这就是 weird 和 strange 之间的差异。不过因为年轻人喜欢用比较夸张的方式讲话，所以现在美国的年轻人很喜欢用 weird 这个字，发型怪也用 weird， 饮料的味道怪也用 weird，那说话的口音怪也用 weird， 所以这个非正式的情况下，这两个字已经混在一起用了。
Thanks, Christina. So Alex doesn't have a fever, but he feels weird.
Well, then he needs to go now.
Then we need to go to Rebecca now.
Can she help with Alex?
Oh, no, but she can help our friends learn more about this sentence now.Here she is.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn something new and use it. And of course, I expect that you will use it. Are you ready? If you want to say that someone needs to do something, you can use today's use it. For example, you need to go home now. Or you could also say,She needs to prepare for the test. Ready? And then go on and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, friends, now it's time for a short break. We'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English.
Well, being sick is never fun. Pauline, what do you like the least that happens when you get sick?
Oh, I don't know. That's a terrible question. I don't like any of it.
That's true. A sore throat, you can't talk. A fever, you're lying on the couch all day. And my least favorite is throwing up. I hate when that happens.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I'm glad I'm feeling okay today. Are you feeling okay?
Well, talking about this isn't helping, but let's go to conversation B. Let's see what our friends are up to.
Hey, Susie, are you free later? Do you want to go ice skating?
No, sorry, Taylor. I'm going to visit a friend in the hospital.
Is she sick?
No, she was hurt in a car accident.
I'm so sorry. Will she be okay?
I hope so. I'll know more after I see her.
She'll be happy to see you.
Hey, Peter, are you free right now?
Yes, I am. Why do you ask?
Do you want to help out teaching this lesson?
Of course. That is why I am here.
So you are not free. You have work to do.
Pauline.
Okay. When you ask, are you free? We are asking if someone is available. Sometimes we are asking for help. Other times we are asking if they are free to do something fun.
Yes. Taylor asks Susie, are you free later? Do you want to go ice skating?
Are you free later?
Are you free now? It's time for today's
calendar phrase.
Are you free later?
Are you free later?
你待会儿有空吗?
Are you free later?
Well, I'm busy right now.
Are you free later?
I'm working really hard today.
Are you free later?
I have a lot to do.
Are you free later?
Well...
I have tickets to the big game.
Oh! If they're free, I'm free. Let's go.
Let's go.
Are you free later?
Are you free later?
你待会儿有空吗?
That was a fun calendar phrase, and going ice skating does sound like fun.
I went ice skating for a birthday party once. I had a lot of fun, but I fell many times because, well, you are on the ice. It is slippery. I thought I would have to go to the hospital.
Oh, no, and that is why she can't go ice skating. She has to go to the hospital.
Oh,Is it serious?
Well, Taylor's friend was hurt in a car accident.
That does sound serious. Let's learn more about this phrase before we talk more about it.
Susie 说她的朋友出车祸受伤了。She was hurt in a car accident. 我们的中文说出车祸，所以要写成英文的时候，很多人会很困扰。出车祸的出要怎么说呢？其实英文的说法只要用 in a car accident 就可以了。比如说他今天早上出车祸了。He was in a car accident this morning. 那如果有人是在车祸中丧生的话就说 His father was killed in a bad accident. 他的父亲在一场严重的车祸中丧生。除了用介系词片语 in a car accident 之外你也可以直接说They had a car accident. 这样子也是可以的。
Thanks, Christina, for that help. So we talked about what it means to get sick, but what about getting hurt?
Okay, well, getting sick is from things like germs, but getting hurt, well, that's very serious. That's when you fall down and bruise yourself or get in a car accident.Or a bike accident.
Right, and a car accident can be very serious. It is serious if Taylor's friend is in the hospital because of that.
Well, have you ever been hurt before?
Well, of course. I think everyone has been hurt some way or another. Thankfully, I never had to go to the hospital, but I have cut myself or twisted my leg.
Right.
Lots of different things.
You can take care of that at home.I was in a bicycle accident. I had a good friend take care of me, but I was bleeding a lot, but I didn't have any broken bones, so I didn't have to go to the hospital.
That's good. One time I fell into a hole and I twisted my foot. I thought I had broken it. We went to the doctor, just to a clinic, and they said it was just a twisted ankle, but oh, it really hurt.
Ooh, yes. That's good to make sure you're okay. Well, we won't know about her friend yet. She says, I'll know more after I see her.
Okay, so first she has to go talk to her friend, maybe to the doctors, and then she'll know how serious the accident was.
Right. She says, in the future I will, and then after that she will have the result. She will know. All right, friends, now it's time for us to practice our key words. Let's say them together.
Here's your first key word for today. Sick. Sick. I'm going home. I feel sick.
Fever. Fever. You feel hot. Do you have a fever?
Weird. Weird. This place is really weird.
Free. Free. I don't have any plans. I'm free.
Hurt. Hurt. I hurt my leg. Okay, friends, those are some useful words. Keep on practicing. And now let's review the rest of our lesson together.
Hey, Alex. You don't look good. Are you sick?
I am. Maybe I should go to the hospital.
Are you really sick?
Well, I don't have a fever.
Then don't go to the hospital. Go to a clinic.
Okay. I'm feeling worse.
Then you need to go now.
Whoa! I feel weird.
Alex!
Hey, Susie, are you free later? Do you want to go ice skating?
No, sorry, Taylor. I'm going to visit a friend in the hospital.
Is she sick?
No, she was hurt in a car accident.
I'm so sorry. Will she be okay?
I hope so. I'll know more after I see her.
She'll be happy to see you.
So if you are sick, you should go to the doctor. The doctor will ask you some questions so he can find out what the problem is and help you.
And we can answer and practice some of these questions together today. Okay, Pauline, how about you be the doctor and I will be the patient?
Okay, Mr. Smith, how do you feel?
That's a very good doctor. I feel tired. My stomach hurts.
Oh, okay. Do you have a fever?
Yes. This morning I woke up. I feel really hot.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, my stomach hurts. I have a fever. What's going on?
Now, be calm. Here, I'll give you some medicine. That should help you feel better.
Thank you. I hope this helps, and if the problem continues, I need to come back.
That's right. Come back in 3 days if you aren't feeling better.
Thank you, Dr. Pauline. I hope I do get better.
Well, don't forget to get lots of rest and drink water, too. That's very important.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pauline. And friends, we hope you had some time to answer the questions as well. It's good to practice things at home.
Maybe you can pretend to be the doctor next time. That's the fun one to do.
All right, now let's see what James and Ginger are up to. Here's Jungle Chit Chat.
What's wrong, Ginger? Do you feel sick?
Yeah, I guess. I feel weird. I think I'm going to...
Faint?
Yeah.
Don't faint. You might fall and hurt yourself.
Oh.
Ginger, what should I do? Should I take you to the clinic?
No.
Should I take you to the hospital?
No.
Or should I take you to the grocery store?
The grocery store? What for?
To buy bananas.
Bananas? Yeah, let's go. I feel better already.
Let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
The new year's here. Let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
4, 3, 2, come on. Show love in the light and what you do and say. You will always have a better day. Here, let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
The year is here. Let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
Show love in your life and what you do and say. You will always have a better day.
A better day.
Dr. Pauline, my arm's starting to hurt. I still have a fever. This eye is getting blurry. I can't see. What's going on?
I think you should go to a real doctor, Peter. I like playing doctor, but that sounds serious.
Pauline, where are you?
Friends, thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk in English. I'm sure Peter will be better tomorrow.
Pauline, don't worry. I'm okay. Friends, we hope you had fun today, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.